Well, with your soul this morning? Good morning, Living Well. Good morning, everyone online as well. We're so happy to have you with us today. We have just a few little announcements. Up here, you'll notice our church. And did anybody bring alabaster boxes today? You can put them right in here. There's a little hole on the side, and you can put your brick in here today. So we're glad to have you. Then we have Pastor Appreciation coming up on October 22nd. We're having a meal after the service. You can sign up at the back. And if you have any questions, you can talk to Shelly or any of the stewards. And you can also donate or send a card on your own. But if you'd like to donate towards a gift, you can give that to Shelly as well. And that's it. Anybody got any questions for me? No? Okay. So let's read a scripture together. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. If you're in pain today, let's praise the Lord. Stand up with us if you're able. And let's rejoice.
I'm not defined by any mistakes that I've made. thought I was, who I thought I had to be. I had to give them both up, cause neither were willing to ever believe I am not who I was.
Clap.
It's all right.
Nobody bite.
Yep. Hey! Praise God.
Praise God.
Heavens.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
The cross is the final word. The cross is the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross is the final word.
There's nothing stronger.
For this privilege that we get to step before you, before your throne, because of the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, we can approach you clearly, cleanly, and say, Father Abba. Yes, thank you for looking out for us during this week. I'm sure it's been a long week for some, but thank God for Sunday. Thank you, Lord, for Sunday. We get to come in here together, get to worship alongside our brothers and sisters. Lift each other up. Yes, we get to feel whole for a moment, even though we live in a broken world. We thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you for these praise songs and the words that they say. And as we sing these songs, as always, please help us to really internalize them, not just merely words. We're not just clanging gongs. We thank you for the words, for what they represent, what they mean, and what they do to us as we sing them. We ask your blessing upon the congregation as we sit here. There are many unspoken needs. You know what they are, Lord. We thank you for addressing them. We pray for our church leaders, our country's leaders. Turbulent times, Lord. There's a lot going on. So please bless them. As always, may your will be done, Lord, but please bless them. Please bless the offering as it is received. Those monies, those dollars represent hours at work, hours of earning. As he told Adam, he's going to till the ground. He's going to work for a living. So we know that these dollars that we gladly and freely give to you, you're going to multiply and put them where they need to go. Please bless Reverend Bob as he comes up here. Please help him to be a clean, uncluttered channel to you and your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the words from the good book. He's going to speak to us, to help minister to us, to help teach us, instruct, counsel, help us grow. But we thank you for being a God of love. You had every right to just wring your hands and walk away from us when we messed up in the garden. But you didn't do that. You sought us out. You made a way to make it whole and complete again through your Son. And we thank you for all that you've done for us, Holy God. Things that we know about, things that we don't. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
To you.